Bobby, what is Black Keys?
Well, it's hard for me to explain what it is, but all I do is slacken the strings. Of course, I don't even know a note of it, whether it's G, D, B, or A, or C. And the way I turn it, there's a position there where you put your fingers on it. It sounds slacky to me, that's the way I was taught.
Oh, I see. Then just whatever, if it comes up a tuning that you've heard, for instance.
Yes.
Then it sounds familiar, and you go at it from there, huh?
That's right. And from what I taught, they told me that's slacky. And the name of the fellow, remember his name was Herman Cavey.
Herman Cavey. Was it just the one teacher you had, more or less? Or?
It's the only person that I've learned slacky from. I was just about 10 years old then, or 12 years old. Now this guy was in his late 50s.
Uh-huh. Did he teach you all the tunings and stuff?
Well, not exactly. I had to watch him.
Yeah.
And he's not a kind of type of person that will teach anybody. So all I did was sitting down, him and there was another old man. Well, of course, both of them are dead now.
Uh-huh.
And I've watched them, and I've asked some questions, and that was just a start anyway.
Yeah.
There was one tuning from there on, well, it was on my own.
Yeah, the G tuning probably, yeah, they taught you?
No, it was C tuning.
C tuning, huh? What is that? Well, we have to find out with the guitar.
Well, it's hard for me to explain. Like I said, I don't even know how to read music, but I can tune the guitar.
Uh-huh. What song do you use it on? That might be a good clue.
Well, I call that the slacky melody.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, it sounds like that if you hold a guitar and you hold a C chord on a guitar.
I see.
That's that position from there, you can tune it up.
Into the chord itself.
That's right.
You tune it, then if you play it open, most of the time it's a chord.
Yes, it's a chord, it's C, but on the slacky, and you play it, it'd be F.
Yeah.
Instead of C.
I see.
But the tuning is C.
Yeah, that's right. Well, because of the... I know, if you actually had to raise some of the strings up, they would break. So you have to... Instead, you'd lower it from the bottom.
That's right.
Yeah. I know how you feel. they have some kind of slack key, you know, in... they have it in Chile. They have it in the Bahamas. They have it in... down south, they have various kinds, you know.
Well,
so it's really amazing to hear, you know, those tunings. I think, do you think it's all from Spain or someplace like that?
I have no idea, Dave. Seems to me that as many times that I played at parties, they always told me this is it sounds like a Mexican music.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know what they mean, but a lot of people. The old folks in Hawaii says that's the way they used to play. So, other people tell me songs like Mexican or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say that.
I guess everybody makes up their own that sounds the best, huh?
I guess so.
You were from Kona originally, huh?
That's right.
And you came over...
We were born there, and then we were raised in a place called Kakaako.
Where did you meet with Mr. Kiavi?
Well, he was a friend of the neighbors that I was right across the street we live in.
Uh-huh.
And he always come over the place. And they get together every now and then, sitting down, and he has a small squeeze box that's in our garden.
Yeah, like that.
And he has his guitar. And I just happened to listen to them, and I think he's one of the greatest slacky players I ever heard.
Well, where do you think he learned, you know?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have him down from his great-grandfather.
How many guys play, you think, for instance?
Well, there's a lot of them.
Nobody plays as good as Gavin.
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't, but everybody else does. So it's okay, you know. How about the instrumentals now? Just work them out sort of as an exercise, huh?
That's right.
Did you, is there any straight, you know, like standard numbers that everybody plays?
Well, yeah, I've heard some fathers play that, but it's not my music. I didn't compose any numbers, so just learned the numbers and played on the slinky. Well, all the numbers that I made, David, it's on the album.
Yeah.
The records we made.
Yeah.
It's all strictly Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And it's all from the island.
How long did it take to work up Black Key?
Well, it took me 10 years. Dave, how the tuning was and the position and the picking and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's that easy because it's hard, and especially when you're trying to sing and play at the same time.
Yeah. I read something in something about the Wailers used to come out and they brought the guitar out here. There was one guy, I knew a guy that said he knew a guy that said the way he made it over from Portugal and made time with all the Wahinis was he would sit on the bow of the ship from Portugal over to here, you know, around Cape Horn or whatever it was. Or maybe they had, I guess around Cape Horn and play Slack Key for those, yeah. You know, so that you've got something that sounds like that, you know.
Well, yeah. There was a story like that I heard. And it was a schooner. And there were some old folks there at that time, it was sailor-mokers, sailors.
Yeah.
One of these sailing boats, vessels. They used to have musicians on it and who played slack key. So I guess everybody plays slack key.
Well, it's, there's so much more you can do because a man is his own accompaniment, you know. If he has a bass that keeps sounding on his own guitar, then he can work on just two strings instead of a regular Spanish tuning where you have to change whole blocks of chords. You stop the sound. Actually, what moves me about it's like is that it keeps singing all the time, you know, like the sound never really stops.
Well, the way I figured, the slacky, there's a lot of people that just play, but some of them just goes over and playing, it's rough, and
yeah,
it's hard for people to understand what they're doing, see.
Yeah.
But the way I play my psyche, try to play soft, sweet, with a lot of feeling, and at the same time, you sing a Hawaiian number that represents everything in there, because they'll be listening to what you're playing. Yeah, they'll say, well, is that psyche? But, alright, you're singing a Hawaiian number. As the time goes by, they'll realize what it is.
Yeah, and I guess as far as your own personal way of looking at music, I think you really have to get a discipline to hear the best, sweetest, you know, best sounds, you know, because the slack key can sound so good if you play it right, but if anything less than, you know, the most beautiful, you know, it's really a waste, you know, so you have to relax and then really get over it, huh?
Here's another, this is a funny thing, Dave, from what I was told from some old folks, that's how they used to get the sweetheart.
Oh.
So you got me. And, this is funny. I don't know how true it is. So what they usually do, they get a long thread with a needle, tie it in the back of his guitar, the strings or something, and it can stay about 20 yards away, wherever he might be. As long as that tray doesn't touch anything else, and stuck it in his window with the needle.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing while she's in the sleeping or what she's doing, and will attract her. Now, that's what I heard.
That's amazing, man.
So, I didn't work out that way. I didn't get my wife down.
When did they start playing with steel, you know?
I have no idea, but I think the steel came after slack.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Gee, well, there was a...
The guy just took a jacket.
Follow name by the name of Palikirua.
Yeah.
I think he was the original. I think he was the first year player. I could be wrong now.
Yeah. Actually, you think he took out maybe like a jackknife or something, huh?
I don't know, but they had a picture of him sitting down. And I seen that picture. Somebody had it in the house. He was sitting down with a hat and a lei, and that's the old Cracker Box. Just put a beach in front of it. They even had no amplifiers those days. It was just
played out. Yeah,
that's right.
George Nonno played some stuff for me like that. It sounded pretty loud, you know, without any kind of amplification whatsoever. But down in Memphis, there's a guy named Furry Lewis who plays slack key with a jackknife. Yeah, the back of a jackknife, you know, for steel. You know, but he plays it not laying down across his lap or anything like that. He stands up and, or he plays bottleneck. He plays with a like a soft drink bottleneck. He breaks it off and plays it like a steel. So he can make a chord with his, well, with three fingers and his thumb, if he wants to use thumb. But with his little finger, he has a steel going too. Now, how would you like to try that? You know,
well,
a limited offer.
I think I'll stick to my slacky then. From where I started from, there was a place called at Waikiki, where it was Smile Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
See,
best meal in town, man.
Well, it was one time.
11 courses for $1.10 or something like that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Stew with 20 cents and with a diving head plates, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get that now.
Boy, that was ridiculous, man. The place is jammed every night.
Yeah, and
you were down there. Did you play down in Smile?
Yes. And that's from there. I used to take a watching a guy and having him to teach me.
Was this Gabby against you?
No, there was a father. Fellow named by Charlie Brown. His name was Tiny.
Uh-huh.
That's his nickname.
Yeah.
And he weighs about 500 pounds. He was a fat fellow.
Yeah. He's awful tall.
Well, he's 6.
Yeah.
About 6 foot, and he was about 500 pounds. And he plays a steel guitar.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of musicians that learned music from him. And I used to watch him, and that's how I got my started playing the steel guitar.
I see. You also play bass, huh?
Well, yes.
No quality, every once in a while.
What I did was trying to play a little of everything.
Yeah.
But it's not like when you play an instrument, try to master it.
Yeah.
But I was a fellow that tried to learn how to play the steel guitar and the bass. And it was, I don't know, it was hard trying to learn a little of everything. There's a lot more to learn yet, but that's the only way you can get a job. In case a bass player is sick, you can play a bass.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say you're a master on it, as far as Hawaiian music is concerned. Well, a steel guitar, if a guy has is not feeling well, if you could play it, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
just enough to get along with it,
yeah.
And you get a job.
Yeah, that's right.
So, for that part I had, I think it works out all right.
Yeah.